Hello, morons. Let's do some fucking drawing of graph transformations. So here we've got a drawing of f of x. All we really know about it is it touches the x-axis at point 2. Now, hopefully you've seen my other videos on graph transformations. They're fucking sick and they'll really help you with these ones. So I'm going to kind of breeze through the rules as we go, just in case you haven't seen them. So draw f of x plus 3. Now remember, the change is inside the brackets here, so it's going to be an x transformation, meaning it's only going in the x direction. And x transformations do the opposite of what we expect. So rather than adding 3, we're going to be minusing 3. So it's going to be moving 3 in this direction. So that means it's going to just touch at negative 1. There is no up or down movement. So that will be the graph of f of x plus 3. Now I'm going to change color. Draw f of 2x. Now once again, another x transformation, meaning it's only going to affect the x coordinates. And x transformations once again do the opposite of what we expect. So instead of timesing by 2, because x is now 2x, so it has been times by 2, we are going to do the opposite and divide by 2. So all x coordinates get divided by 2. So this, instead of 2, it is now going to be 1, because 2 divided by 2 is 1. So it's going to kind of shrink in this way. So it's going to become like that at positive 1. It'll just get a bit narrower. And this last one down here, let's do it in a nice green. Draw f of x minus 3. So this is a y transformation because it changes outside the brackets. And y transformations chill out, do what we want, do what we expect. So we are going to subtract 3 from the y coordinates. Now, this is an x coordinate, this 2, so that's going to stay the same. But the y coordinate at this point is 0. So that's going to come down by 3. And it's going to look something like that, where that point there is negative 3. And that point there is still 2. That's fucking it. It's nice and easy. Just fucking get on with it.